Staff raises his head as high as he can, sucks in the underground air. He is pushed from behind and his chest rubs up against the head of a raven-haired woman as they shuffle towards the escalator. She curses in an eastern tongue and he wants to apologise but knows it isn't warranted, nor will it accomplish anything. Judgment is scheduled for 1400. He tries to push into the left-hand line, but there is no gap. A group of hoodies jostles through against the flow, leaving a sweet pool of solvents. He holds his breath as he takes a half step onto the moving escalator, waits, then breathes deep and pictures Judge Burns, the events of the past 2 days in court. His nerves tighten and staff tries to calm his rushing blood. He makes sure the case papers are wedged tight into the pit of his arm and does up the collar of his shirt. The top button presses against his Adam's apple as he swallows. He tightens his tie right up. Staff says a silent mantra reaffirms that this is what he chose for himself. This is my life, be the best you can. This is my life, be the best you can. He replays his responses to cross-examination from the morning and picks through Judge Burns' summing up for hints that the evidence they have garnered might prevail. He places a hand on his heart, feels the original of a secret witness statement in his breast pocket. The world comes down to meet him, it seems, and the ticket barriers appear. They form a line between him and the white daylight beyond. News sellers stand like bookends at the gateway to Chancery Lane. The line of people clatters like dominoes and he has to shuffle forward with tiny steps and the raven-haired woman curses again. His phone vibrates in his trouser pocket and he fumbles for it, trying not to drop the pile of precious papers. By the time he manages to get the phone up to his ear, the ringing ceases. The screen shows Marie, the name of his sister. He knows it will be trouble, but also knows he has to focus on the job in hand. The screen tells him, too, that it is 1356. He puts his ticket into the machine and goes through, holding a firm, straight line. The smells of drains and bodies and newsprint fade quickly. The sound of chatter and curses and dragged luggage softens as he walks out onto the pavement. The bright day blisters the backs of his eyes, and when he blinks, the arched silhouette of the tube entrance burns purple and yellow on his eyelids. Staff steps into the traffic, which is stood still, and weaves away towards the other side of the street, where there is more space. He feels a whisper of breeze on his face and looks down towards the law courts, the Thames beyond. The traffic shifts and right beside him a horn blares, and as he skips quickly to the curbside, St. Bride's peals the hour. He knows, if he runs, he will sweat all afternoon.